same old me in the same old clothes, same old face that you should know, same old blue side of me, baby, with the same old
that old technology, quadraphonic, you remember? Because I was listening on my headphones to Crystal Gayle on 650 AM WSN, and I could hear her. And then when I would take my headphone off on this side, I could hear her singing in studio along with her. And it was surreal. It was like a Crystal Gayle out-of-body experience here on WSN. Good morning, lady.
Good morning.
It's great to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Do you get up early?
Sometimes.
Meaning
sometimes
no.
Not,
no, Bill, I don't get up early. Right?
Well, I get up early. Sometimes I don't get, you know, out of my house for a few hours or something. You know, that's because I've lived so many years on the road and in that hotel room, you know, so you can stay in that house code and do you need to get dressed and leave.
How do you keep yourself occupied and entertained in, you know, the glamorous part of the business is what we, your fans, see when we arrive at the arena and you come out, the ballyhoo of the lights and there's Crystal Gayle. But your day has, of course, taken on a totally different twist. Because you've done interviews and you've done media and all that stuff throughout the day. But during those down times, how do you read or watch TV? What do you do?
If it's before a concert, you know, there's not a whole lot I really want to do before a concert in the sense of going out and just because, you know, you've got sound check. And I like to do sound checks. A lot of artists do not, but I like to hear how the mic and everything's sounding in the venue. And it just all depends. You know, my hair takes up a lot of time. So I can't just wash my hair and leave in 5 minutes. So, you know, I've
You can't even stuff it up under a ball cap. Can you?
Not easily.
No, I wouldn't think.
But, you know, that really, for me, I have my time scheduled when I'm going to wash it. And then, you know, go from there.
How long is that process from beginning to end, from the time you wash your hair till you're dried and ready to go?
Well, you know, used to, I would not even think of using a hairdryer, but, you know, I'm in a hurry lately, so so I use that blow dryer, which is not good if you want real long, healthy hair. So, you know, of course, I've changed my ways in a lot, but one of these days I will cut it and I will say, well, why didn't I do that a long time ago?
You trim it from time to time, or
all the time. You know, that's the one thing about my hair. It grows so fast. Through the years, I would trim 9 to 12 inches off a year. I would, you know, measure it just to keep it a tab of it. I don't know how long my hair would have gotten if I'd never cut it. But, of course, I didn't start growing it long until, in the sense of letting it grow long, mm-hmm. until probably 79. And, you know, as far as...
Interesting, because you were already established star then by
79. Yeah, I had long hair, but I did not have it this long. I kept it, like, to my waist or a little below. And then I saw someone with hair to their knees, and I thought, I want to see if I can grow my hair that way. And, of course, I didn't just stop at the knees when I let it continue. But it just grows fast.
And you've told me before that... Was it your children or grandchildren who said, you can't cut, when you have discussed cutting your hair in the past, you can't cut your hair?
I won't be Crystal Gayle if I cut my hair. So that's always been in the back of my mind. So that's, you know, another thing that I haven't cut it. I guess when I cut it, I'll change my name.
The artist formerly known as Crystal Gayle.
I like that.
Oh, my. She is playing this great lifestyle senior boomer expo on Wednesday night at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. So for you, it's rather odd for you to be playing here at home, isn't it?
I know. It's really neat. I'm excited.
Because I see you're off to Biloxi, Mississippi and Norman, Oklahoma, and you're going to New York for several dates in the last part of October. And I last saw you at the Country Music Hall of Fame with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
That was fun.
We were finishing up a master series shoot on GAC, and it was late, and the building was closed to the public, and we kept hearing voices off in the distance, you know, and they made their way and turned the corner, and there's Crystal. And I was like, well, hey, fancy meeting you here. And she introduces me to this gentleman, and I notice all of a sudden this crowd of people following very strict protocol. People I know in the music business who I didn't even know owned a jacket and tie, had on a jacket and tie. And there was Crystal leading the pack with, these people are crazy about you in the Middle East.
Well, you know, it was great to be asked to do the tour. Mm-hmm. And he loved it. And he had a wonderful time. And that was great seeing you there.
Well, I engaged him. I had, ironically, I mean, what are the chances? The night before, watched Saudi Arabia. They were playing soccer on one of my satellite channels. So I was able to engage him in what I knew was their national sport. That'd be like engaging somebody in the United States in college or professional football. They immediately respond. And he was so happy that I knew about Saudi Arabian soccer. So,
but it worked out well.
It did. It certainly did. And you, as an international star, have traveled all over the world, I guess. And
I've always been amazed that my music has went all over the world. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been over in Japan, toured in Hong Kong, Australia, as well as Europe, and it's amazing. You know, music, it speaks, even though it might not be the same language. You know, the feel, the song, it crosses the barrier.
This girl whose famous family's from Butcher Harlech, Kentucky, and then wound up in Wabash, Indiana, for you during your formative years. What was the first international trip you took? Do you recall?
I would think that was England. Mm-hmm. And when I went over with Mervyn Contour, actually I went over with my sister in the very beginning. She took me over when she was touring with Mervyn Con, and I got to meet a lot of people. And then a few years later, I went over on my own and then went to Ireland, and then we went to Germany, and of course I've been to Spain, and just touring and you know, hearing your songs over there is incredible. On these, I remember hearing "When I Dream," and talking in your sleep, walking down this very neat street in London. I cannot remember exactly which street, might be King's Road, and hearing "Talking in Your Sleep" coming out from the shop, shops that were there, and I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty neat.
Did you at any point turn around and go, it's good to be queen? It is good to be me. Huh?
I wanted to.
Now, your husband is Greek.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to play Greece?
I have never played there. I've been there.
Yeah.
But
beautiful out here.
Oh, I love it over there. It's gorgeous.
They eat well, don't they, the Greeks?
Yes. Yes. That's why when I'm home, and I cook Greek and Southern cooking, so I eat well, too. And that's usually, get me back out on the road so I can lose my weight.
So it's like Southern Greece, the southern part
Greek
of the country
cooking,
featured at Crystal's house. So do you guys ever sit around and just pull out your autographed copy, I'm sure, of Michael Constantine and My Big Fat Greek Wedding? And so you can laugh at your husband, Bill, and go, is this really how it is? Because every Greek family I've met goes,
it's
that's
pretty
my
close.
Family you're that's talking about there.
It's close.
Oh, Crystal Gayle at the Senior Boomer Expo Wednesday night at the fairgrounds. We've got your tickets not only for the expo itself, but for her show at 7 o'clock. And we'll be back with Crystal here in just a moment on 650 AM WSM. Get your forecast update. Charlie Manis, what's our buddy John Weatherby got?
Oh, pretty day. By the way, I'm thinking baklava and dumplings. Mm, huh? That works, huh? Kind of southern Greece.
In your world, sure. Yeah. Life is short, eat dessert first.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Sunny, breezy, 87 today, then partly cloudy, low 59 tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. There is about a 30% chance of some afternoon showers and storms, and a high of 80. We're up to 61. Bright sunshine in America's Music City.
Coffee, country, and Cody. 6:50 a.m. WSM.
Hey, woodworkers and metalworkers. Tired of dealing with a sales staff that knows less about tools than you do? This time, try General Industrial Supply, the family-owned business that's been selling top-quality woodworking and metalworking equipment, tools, and accessories since 1929. Their fourth-generation sales staff offers expertise that will save you time and money. At General Industrial Supply, you can browse the largest selection of new and used equipment, tools, and accessories in the country. And they're expanding. This fall, they'll be opening a new 12,000-square-foot retail showroom to offer you even more selection of premium products. New lines include Rockler, Festool, and Porter Cable. And as always, you'll find factory direct prices on all DeWalt, Delta, Powermatic, and Jet equipment. General Industrial Supply is located in Nashville at 1136 Lebanon Road and can also be reached at 615-256-2220. You'll find prices so low, you'll never bother going to another dealer again. Listen for our grand opening.
Conway Twitty, the man, the music, the legend, the musical.
Hello, darling.
A new musical from Randy Johnson, the director of Elvis in Concert, and the original producer of Always Patsy Cline. The story of country legend and superstar, Conway Twitty.
Take it away.
This is live musical theater at its best.
'Cause love don't come easy.
A loving musical scrapbook of memories as told through the eyes and hearts of his children. Conway Twitty, the man, the music, the legend, the musical. The world premiere, October 12th at 7:30 at TPAC's Polk Theater.
Lord, I love that lady wearing.
Get reserved seat tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. More information at ConwayTwittyMusical.com. An Outback Concerts event.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your gas gauge.
Oh, my needle is asleep.
What's wrong, gas gauge?
For some reason, I haven't been moving.
Oh, well, that's probably because I got the Works Fuel Saver package at the dealership.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and more, just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to stop for a sandwich. Do you want anything?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Oh, good one.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 1130.
6:50 a.m. WSM. We actually pay this guy money to do this every morning. Back to Coffee, Country, and Cody on 6:50 a.m. WSM.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. just cry all night long. Say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't let me cry. Say anything. What I had, but honey, now I
change the sound of the radio, because there was nothing on your radio when that song became a hit record for Crystal Gayle, but that's all you heard, pop, country. I'm sure hip-hop would have played it if we had had hip-hop back then. Crystal Gayle in studio with us this morning, and it's amazing how 2.5 or 3 minutes as an artist can change your life forever. 30 years later, Crystal, we're still talking about that record.
It was a song that was so well written. It said so much and so little. It wasn't this long, drawn-out song that has 20 million words and you can't remember. But it was just so, it was so heartfelt. And, of course, when we went into the studio with that, the best part for me, it was a live take. When the machine went on for everything, that's what you hear. That was our first take. We did one more, but that's what you hear is the first one. I didn't re-sing it. You know, I left all the little things that I would listen to. I, you know, really wanted to change that. But it was a performance. It was a feel, and you can't change that.
And if I recall, Richard Lee, who wrote that song, was inspired by a dog he had. Am I right about that?
He had a dog that had one brown eye and one blue eye.
And
that's what I've heard.
A late night for a lonesome... broke songwriter looking for inspiration goes.
We almost didn't get that song, though.
Oh, really?
It was getting ready to be shipped to California for someone, and Alan Reynolds, who was producing me at that time, went to Richard's house and was listening to his songs he had written, and he played a few things. He said, do you have anything else? And he says, I have one more song that we're going to send to California. And Alan said, oh, play it for me. And when he heard it, he said, you're not sending that song anywhere. So I'm so glad he got that song.
I'm curious. You got that one, but are there songs that you passed on that went on to be, that come to mind, that went
There's
on to be
few.
Hits for other people that you look
at? I try to forget that. You would bring it up.
Anything in particular that other people go, you got to be kidding me.
What's Forever For? Which is a lovely
Michael
song.
Martin Murphy, yes, who's Eddie Stubbs' guest tonight on his Intimate Evening at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
How about that?
That was one that I had in my fingers, you know, let it slip away. You know, there's songs. Every artist has some wonderful songs that, you know, but you go in and you have so many songs you can put on an album, and you're listening to hundreds. And
did you ever cut any of Loretta's songs? The things that she wrote?
Yes, you know, I had to think back, and it's been a while here. That my very first record was one of Loretta's called "I Cry the Blue Right Out of My Eyes."
Oh yeah! I'd forgotten all. I mean, goodness,
and then
what a great song.
My album, which you know they put out later after I was on United Artists, which was Decca at the time when I was I did Loretta's songs, and she has several on there that she wrote for me, And they're cute. She even did some harmony on one called Sparkling Look of Love. I had that look of love in my eyes.
But she didn't give you anything like you ain't woman enough or don't come home a drinking or squaws on the warpath or Fist City. And
the only thing she ever did that for me as far as that particular type of songs, she told me to quit singing her songs. Don't sing my songs anymore, because I would sing them everywhere I went. And,
that's funny.
And she said, you quit singing. We have one Loretta Lynn. We don't need another. But she was right. I would have never made it. You know, just singing her style. She said, you go, and as we would say, she said, you do M.O.R., which was middle of the road. You step away from what I do. And it was the best advice I could have ever gotten.
Crystal Gayle, she's in studio this morning. And Wednesday night of this week, she's at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds, the Living Well Boomer Expo. And we also will have, from the Silver Stars competition, the winner. I will tell you about that for those of you who haven't heard. Billy Block put that all together. He'll join us later in the hour. We roll into 9 o'clock together. And that person will also get to be a part of the show with Crystal Gayle. That's Wednesday night. Your tickets, I've got some for you between now and 10 o'clock on The Legend.
Coffee, country, and Cody. More with Bill and Charlie coming up on 650 AM WSM.
You're looking at a simple black and white photo. A mother, her two children, and their nanny. There's a ghostly reflection in the mirror behind them. It's Hank Williams. This photo gives a glimpse into the Williams family story. One of happiness and tragedy. The legacy of Hank, reflecting back on his family. A new exhibit, Family Tradition, The Williams Family Legacy, explores their story in intimate detail with over 200 personal heirlooms. Come to the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum and experience this epic country music saga. The exhibit is included in your admission price. For more information, call 416-2001 or go to countrymusichalloffame.com. This snapshot is just one piece of the story. Come experience the rest. Co-presented by SunTrust and Ford Motor Company.
Don't miss the next edition of our program series, Nashville Cats, with a salute to members of the legendary Jordanaires, Gordon Stoker and Ray Walker, on October 25th at 1:30. Log on to CountryMusicHallOfFame.com for more information.
It's a mouth-watering success. You heard right. $5 regular footlongs are now on the new Subway Everyday Value menu. Lots of mouth-watering, mucho meaty footlongs, like the spicy Italian and the how can I eat all this Black Forest ham. It's music to your hunger. The new Subway Everyday Value menu with $5 regular footlongs. Get yours today.
At Subway.
Offer excludes double stacked and premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
Imagine having the money for a breast augmentation, liposuction, or tummy tuck. Well, now you can get the cosmetic procedure you want from an independent, board-certified surgeon, all for less than you think. That's right. The independent, board-certified surgeons managed by Dr. Say Yes are making cosmetic procedures affordable to everyone. Now you can afford the treatment you want with financing guaranteed, no matter what your credit looks like. If you've been thinking about becoming the perfect you, just call Dr. Say Yes at 1-888-361-2299. Their independent, board-certified surgeons have assisted over 30,000 people, and they can help you afford the cosmetic procedure you've always wanted. Call Dr. Say Yes for your free consultation. Call 1-888-361-2299. Your call is confidential and with no obligation. Call 1-888-361-2299. That's 1-888-361-2299.
Now, from the heart of America's Music City, the news and information you need, and true country music all day. The Legend.
650 AM, WSM.
Nashville.
6:50 a.m. WSM, your 24-hour source for news, traffic, and weather. Good morning, I'm Charlie Matos. Here's what's happening on this 6th of October, Monday morning. Journalists from around the world in Nashville this week is tomorrow night. Belmont University will host the second of three presidential debates between Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama. Tomorrow night's contest, a town hall forum, marks the first time Tennessee has hosted a presidential debate. And city and state leaders are rolling out the red carpet for visitors. Belmont students were on hand to greet VIPs at the airport this weekend, and Governor Bredesen and Mayor Carl Dean will officially welcome visitors during a ceremony this morning. Well, John McCain and old Barack Obama are not the only presidential candidates debating in Nashville this week. The Coalition for October Debate Alternatives is hosting a forum for third-party candidates this evening at Vanderbilt University's Stevenson Center. Confirmed participants include Brad Little of the U.S. Pacifist Party, Charles Jay of the Boston Tea Party, Gloria LaRiva of the Party for Socialism Liberation, Frank McNulty of the New American Independent Party, Daryl Castle of the Constitution Party, and Brian Moore of the Socialist Party. A man Metro Police say is suspected in more than 100 burglaries in Forest Hills and Bellevue over the past 5 months is back behind bars. Thomas Bailey Nelson's criminal record dates back to 1979. He was released from state custody in March after his 20-year sentence for 3 burglaries expired. Police say Nelson was known for breaking into homes during the day and stealing jewelry and electronics. His prior convictions include 10 burglary offenses, grand larceny, and credit card fraud. He's presently charged with 2 counts of aggravated burglary. One winner in the Powerball over the weekend. The winning ticket for that $20 million jackpot, though, was sold in Pennsylvania. This Wednesday's prize back to $15 million. And congratulations to Dierks Bentley and his wife, Cassidy. Cassidy gave birth to the couple's first child late Saturday night, just before midnight. The baby girl is named Evelyn Day Bentley. This update brought to you by Diamond Gusset Jeans. They are American-made, and you can visit them on the web at gusset.com. 2 S's, 1 T, Diamond Gusset Jeans. That's what's happening around Middle Tennessee. Now to CBS.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Thousands of homeowners will get a break from Bank of America. They'll have home loans modified, loans that were made by Countrywide, which has since been bought up by B of A. Now some fees will be waived and more than $8 billion in direct loan relief will be available to keep some Americans from losing their homes. All this part of a settlement after Countrywide was sued by 11 states for alleged predatory lending practices. Rob McKenna is the Attorney General in Washington State.
This settlement nationwide will result in nearly 400,000 Countrywide borrowers who are in default or at risk of foreclosure being eligible for modified loans that will allow them to stay in their home.
Then there's
Coldwell Banker. We never stop moving.
That real estate company is cutting listing prices by up to 10% for the next week and a half. CEO Ed Gillespie says
buyers will see this as an opportunity, and there's so much pent-up demand out there.
Financial worries still bothering Wall Street. The Dow down 250. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
John Weatherby's most accurate and dependable forecast. Sunshine, breezy today, warm though, high getting up to 87. Then partly cloudy tonight, 59. Chance of some rain tomorrow and a high of 80. Sunshine, 63 degrees in America's Music City.
Coffee Country and Cody.
Well, you can go to our website at WSMonline.com and find out more. You can go to CrystalGale.com. She's our special in-studio guest. Either way, you'll find out everything you need to know about 7 o'clock Wednesday, just a couple of days away, at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds, and Crystal's performance at the Living Well Boomer Expo. Those tickets, admission to the expo, and a visit with Billy Block, who produced the Silver Stars Senior Talent Competition at the Ryman over the weekend, and who will get to open that show. I already know. Just stay right there. You'll know, too, okay?
Coffee Country and Cody, 650 AM, WSM.
She made a lovely bride on the day she said I do. Was a starry night on her Vegas honeymoon. She danced and swayed while the music played. She gave her heart and soul away. Danced till dawn, arm in arm. She said, I wanna
dance
like this forever. Back to wedding dress in a box under the bed, working round and round the house. Dreams still dancing in her head, they came crashing down on the day she found He'd been seeing someone new. She couldn't stop the pain. Tears fell like rain.
I cried, Lord, don't let me hurt like this forever.
Wedding dress for sale, worn one time. By mistake, it's only seen one heartbreak. That's what her ad in the paper said. Pre-memories and dreams, intend for a dime. Make off from this heart of mine. Come on, any time. She took her wedding dress from the box under the bed. She put it on for a time's sake. It fit just like it did on her honeymoon while dancing round the room. She fought back the tears inside. In her mind, she was still the bride. Who said,
I wanna dance
like this forever. Wedding dress for sale. By mistake, it's only seen one heartbreak. That's what her ad in the paper said. Three memories and dreams, intend for a dime. Take off from this heart of mine. She tossed her wedding ring down on the train. Wedding dress for sale, worn one time by mistake. It's only seen one heartbreak. That's what her ad in the paper said. Three memories and dreams. Ten for a dime. Take off from this heart of mine. Come on, each time.
Now, if those two voices sound familiar to you, one belongs to our special in-studio guest, Crystal Gayle, the other to David Frizzell.
Mm.
There's another pretty famous family, famous sibling, mm-hmm. his brother, Lefty, and that's called Wedding Dress for Sale. This Is Our Time is that David Frizzell CD and project that included on that particular single, This Is Our Time, 14 different artists. And, Crystal, you were a part of that.
I was so happy to be asked. I love his voice.
He just loves that particular cut. There are like 20 cuts on the CD, and he always references the work he did with you every time we talk about it.
When he sent me a few songs to listen to, and I just loved this song, Wedding Dress for Sale, and I said, well, I'd like to sing some harmony on that with you. And he said, what key do you want to sing it in? I said, I love your voice. I just want to hear you sing it. I'll try to pick some harmony around it. I just loved the song. And then we're in studio, and he had actually put his voice down, and I was going to match it. But actually, it worked better. He came out into the studio, and we sang together and did some work that way. But, I love it. And
you enjoyed success, though, with Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, yes.
You and Gary Morris.
Gary Morris, yes.
I mean, were those things that you'd always wanted to do, or did somebody just by happenstance bring you together with these famous duet partners?
Well, Eddie, for that particular song, You and I, he called me and he said, I have this song I've recorded, and will you do harmony on it? And I said, yeah, send it to me. And I listened to it, and I said, well, I can do this, Eddie, and that was the answer. And then I did the harmony above on the choruses, but what was a little bit harmony turned into a duet. And we've had so many people use that song as their wedding song.
Do you prefer, when you do that kind of thing, to sing in studio with someone where you can make eye contact? Do you prefer going in and matching what they've already got on tape?
It depends on how fast the project is.
Okay.
With Eddie already had his voice down, so I matched Eddie. And then when I was working with Gary Morse, we actually we were on the same label. So we had a little extra time that we went into the studio both at the same time and sang everything together. And that's usually not done very often that way. But we had all those songs, and it was fun.
In the case of Making Up for Lost Time, that went on to become a part of the Dallas television show.
That was actually an album they were doing. They had different artists, and that particular song was they asked if we would do it for them. So that was a really good song, and I got to sing that recently with Toby Keith.
Did you really?
And I hadn't sang that in I don't know how many years. We just haven't toured in a long time. And, I, of course, I've done You and I a lot. But Making Up for Lost Time, that's, a song that has a wide range. And I'm trying to and I had vocal problem that day, but I said, I'm going to try it anyway. I lowered some things. I might have croaked here and there, but I wasn't going to miss singing with Toby.
Do you rehearse a lot?
Probably not as much as I should.
No.
You know, when you are not on the road and you have downtime, you usually start doing things you don't have time to do, so you don't even think about singing. But actually, as a singer, you should rehearse all the time to keep the muscles going.
Huh. You and Loretta, when you get together, how often do you perform together, and what's that like?
We don't perform together as much as we'd like. We laugh a lot. You know, we have a lot of fun. Actually, it was in the spring, Peggy Sue, my sister, and Loretta, we all got together down at her ranch and had a weekend we call our pajama party. I don't think we got out of our pajamas once, but we had a great time. And we tried to sing and do a few things, but we just had too much fun doing everything else. We went out collecting rocks. We were in our pajamas. We're down to the river.
Tourists are coming by.
I know.
I know it wasn't them, but I could have sworn I saw Loretta and Crystal and Peggy down to Creek a while ago when we drove by, but it couldn't have been them.
Right now you know somebody's slapping the husband. I told you, Harold, that was them. I knew it was.
Well, I actually, when we went to the river, I did put shoes on. The Loretta kept her house shoes on, though. But we had fun. We actually went over to her house, which is the big, she doesn't live in the big antebellum home, uh-huh. But it's beautiful, but it's haunted. And so Loretta and I, it was dark. We went over there we're going to see if we hear anything. So she's trying to unlock that back door, and all of a sudden it starts to try to open from the other side. We took off.
Oh, my God.
Yes. We took off running and jumped off the porch, and it's a wonder we didn't break something. I mean, we didn't stay there long.
So what is the story behind the hauntedness of the house? Do
well,
you know?
I think they're going to be doing a show soon on, it might be E! Entertainment or one of those shows. Mm-hmm. I know they did it on the Travel Channel about our house and all the ghosts that are there. And, you know, it was a Civil War they fought in her front yard. So it's got a lot of history, and it's just beautiful country there.
What's it like to have your life chronicled in a movie as popular as Coal Miner's Daughter with a sister as famous as Loretta? And even though your part in that, I mean, it's about her life and she was older. But to grow up with that, no matter where you go, you get that question.
Well, I'm very, very proud of my sister, but I'm very proud of our family and where we came from. You know, our mother and father were very, very strong people and had a lot of integrity and had a lot of heart and soul. You know, we might not have had much in the way of material things, but we had love. We had food on the table and a roof over our head. And you know, I know that a lot of people, they look at that in the movie as we were really, really poor. But, you know, it's all in your mind. You know, if you've got things that take care of you, you don't need two houses. You don't need two cars. You don't need four TVs. And we all want more.
And I think if everyone around you is living that same lifestyle, which was the case, you have nothing to compare it to, it would seem to me.
Growing up and going to school in Indiana, I know we didn't have a whole lot more than we did in Kentucky, but still, I didn't think we were poor. And it's like, you know, you're around the people that don't. But even if you're around people that have it, if you don't just let it get to you of, oh, I'm jealous, I really want this or that. And we do that. You know, we sometimes slip and say, yeah, I want that. I want
human
it.
Nature.
And, but you know, life is as good as you make it.
I thought LeVon Helm's portrayal of your father was...
He was great.
Even Loretta, I remember at the time of the movie, said it. He was my father. Now, how old were you when your father passed away?
I was 8 or 9, really, there. I think 8.
Yeah.
And I was actually, when Loretta, she dreamed about our father dying, and he died. But in her dream, she was wringing her hands, and at the funeral, that's what I was doing. And she we're connected in a lot of, yes, but mm-hmm. we're connected, even though we're, she's the second in the family, I'm the last of 8, that we're alike in a lot of ways that most people wouldn't think we were.
Crystal Gale's here. We'll wrap up our visit in just a little bit. Give you an opportunity to go see her on Wednesday at the Living Well Expo at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. The rare and endangered hometown appearance of Crystal Gale. 9:21. You look at her, go to her website, and Crystal Gale got to, she's all over the world, you know, and then gets a chance to, that rare opportunity to play here at home, and you benefit from that. Charlie, you got a forecast update for us?
We do. Sunshine, breezy today. Look for a high of 87 degrees, then partly cloudy 59 tonight. Mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, and a high of 80. It's warming up some. Sunshine, now 67 here in America's Music City.
The Legend, 650 AM WSM, is the station bringing you the most NASCAR action in the Music City. Catch NASCAR today. Weeknights at 5:30. NASCAR Live with Eli Gold. Tuesday evening at 6. NASCAR USA. Sunday mornings from 9 to 11. And Race Night with Malcolm West. Malcolm West. Sunday nights at 7. Plus, you can count on WSM to bring you all the speed you need from the green flag to the checkered flag all season long with Sprint Cup and Nationwide Series races from all over the NASCAR circuit. NASCAR coverage on 650 AM WSM is brought to you by
Town and Country Ford, Coyote Ugly, Dollar General.
NASCAR 2008 on the home of fast cars and classic country superstars. 650 AM WSM.
Hey, it's Bill Cody and my buddy John Campbell from Old Shan Foundation Solutions. We hope you're learning a lot in these conversations about the warning signs of foundation failure. Serious stuff. If left untreated, it can really affect the value of your home. A wet basement, for instance. John, you pick it up.
If you have a wet basement or you're just getting a musty odor in your basement, it's a sign that you're getting some moisture of some kind coming in. We talked about drainage around the outside, but it can be subsurface water that comes into the basement also that's not captured by drainage from the outside. We have a system where you can go in and we can capture that water from inside the basement, run it into a sump pump, pump that out away from the basement and dry that basement up so that you can create a more livable space down there. No obligation. We come out. We're going to inspect the entire house and make sure that there's no problems anywhere else or let you know that there aren't any problems anywhere else.
Now, if you're seeing any warning signs of foundation problems, do yourself a favor and fix it with Old Shan and fix it for good. Call for a free inspection by a certified tech at 367-2800, oldshanfoundation.com, or 367-2800, and hello from Bill Cody.
At Nashville's closest casino, your group will enjoy the excitement of Las Vegas-style gaming without the hassle of a long road trip. Only 2 hours away, Harrah's Metropolis has something for everyone. The slot aficionado in your group will enjoy over 1,172 of the newest reels, including our loose slot machines with a 97.4% payback rate. Mr. All In will enjoy 27 of the most action-packed table games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. And if there's a poker lover in your group, they'll enjoy Texas Hold'em and three-card poker. So what are you waiting for? At Harrah's Metropolis, everyone plays a part. And now, as a new card member to Harrah's, you can play $100 on us and get 2 free buffet dinners. Don't have a Total Rewards card? Sign up at the Total Rewards Center for exclusive offers and benefits.
Must be 21 years of age or older, man, in the concert venue, pavilion, and casino. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Copyright 2008 Harrah's License Company, LLC.
Get the good stuff!
Fall needs more nighttime driving, so stop into a participating Napa Auto Parts store and pick up some Napa TrueView headlamps. They offer unbeatable nighttime visibility, and now for a limited time, when you purchase 2 Napa TrueView headlamps or headlamp capsules, you'll get a $2 mail-in rebate. Stop into a Napa Auto Parts store today and get headlamps that make things easy on your eyes and a $2 rebate that'll do the same for your budget. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. Every time you turn on the radio, there's some cheerful couple telling you how they got out of debt overnight. Their stress is gone, and everything's just wonderful. Come on. The truth is, what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the only attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
You can get out of debt. Call Credit Card Relief right now. Call 866-200-5959. That's Credit Card Relief. 866-200-5959. 866-200-5959.
Mondays are massive on NBC. First, Chuck's an undercover lover, and guest star John Larroquette is teaching him the ropes.
We need to talk about protection.
I don't think it's going to get that far.
I mean, a gun.
On an all-new Chuck. Then, a formula threatens the world.
What have you done?
The new chapter of Heroes continues. Finally, critics call Life one of the best new cop shows in a long time. Chuck, Heroes, Life, all new NBC Tonight.
Coffee, country, and Cody.
Well, aren't you a big steaming pile of pancakes?
You never know what Bill's going to say next.
Let us begin.
6:50 a.m., WSL.
Well, I should have known, as accomplished as she is in the arts, that if, I mean, athletics would certainly... There would be a prowess for our special guest, Crystal Gayle, who is playing the Lifestyle, the Boomer Expo on Wednesday at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Charlie, why are you laughing? You're laughing like you don't think it's sincere.
No,
Crystal Gayle is an athlete.
I do. I'm doubting it. Yes.
We were talking about the Wii.
The Wii, yes.
And you know what sport she brags? Well, go ahead and brag a little bit on what you're the best at.
I love the bowling. I'm really good at that. I wish I could take it to the bowling alley.
As long as it stays in the living room, everything's fine. You get her at the lanes, wager a couple of bucks, you're going to lose it.
Now, tennis, I hit everybody in the stands. So, but bowling, I'm good.
Well, let's see. You have a daughter and a son who's in college at Belmont.
Yes, and he has a son. Give me my first grandchild, Elijah, who is 4 and a half, mm-hmm. or a little more than 4 and a half. He'll be 5 in December. He is better than me at the bowling, so you see. But I'm very, very good. Yeah. So, and my daughter, Catherine, I mean, she's doing photography and loving that.
And you closed, Crystal, your jewelry, as of?
It's been about 22 years. And
Actually,
you know, within my life and just slowing down a little bit more, not working the road as much, and actually just sort of lightening the load. And I would say it was lightening the load off of my husband, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work, a lot of business-oriented things that... if we had more shops and you have like more of a little business that ran that would be different. But, you know, he put a lot of time, and it's really lightening his load.
What's your shopping weakness?
My shopping weakness?
Yeah, your guilty pleasure.
Oh, well, see, I'm one of these. I love eBay. That's a shopping weakness. You have to take me off that. I'm like, oh, let me bid on that. No, I can't.
Poor Bill, her husband's got a block on eBay. She can't handle the eBay.
I love to shop. But, you know, I like to go to, window shop, you know, because I love sales.
Charlie and I do this thing where we call our wives. We do this husband-wife thing from time to time. Like, how many pairs of shoes does your wife have? And then he will give me a number, and then I will call and actually get the number. And you know what we learned, and I want to know if you do this. How many pairs of shoes do you have, since your husband is out of the studio at the moment? How many pairs of shoes or purses? What's the thing that you have the most of in that fashion line, probably?
Probably more shoes.
Okay. Now, do you sneak them sometimes, purchase them and sneak them, and he doesn't know that you have them? Because that's what we found. The number was twice as high as Charlie thought it was going to be. And she admitted on the air, his lovely wife, Nene, said, well, sometimes I buy them and don't tell him. And I put them in different places. So have you ever been known to do that?
Well, no, not really, because I buy them, and he really doesn't care in the sense of, you know, it was like, okay, get another pair of shoes. So I'm happy with that. You know, he knows where they all go. Stuffed in the closet, you don't want to open the door.
What's, for you, the neatest place you were talking about world travel a bit earlier in your international stops. What's the neatest place you've ever visited like that as a part of your international stop that you would love to go back, or famous folks that you've met along the way as a result?
Oh, my. Yeah, to me, every place has a beautiful part. And I just love traveling the world. I've made so many good friends all over the world that when I go there, I know I'm going to see. And I get emails, you know, why aren't you coming back? You know, they want us to come back over. And, of course, I've had a lot come here to Nashville and come to shows of where I've been. As far as one particular area, if you go where they can understand me, I would say I'd have to go to Ireland. I love Ireland. It's so beautiful over there.
Now, your family heritage, there's Native American, correct?
And Irish.
And Irish.
So that's where my temper comes from.
I was going to say, boy, you guys must be something at a party, huh?
Yeah, no. We have fun at parties.
I was going to say that there's no alcohol at those family gatherings for these people. Do you understand? And that's a really tough thing. On the Irish side, got to have it. On the Indian side, Native American side, just can't. Love to have it, just can't have it. Crystal Gale is our special guest on 650 AM WSM. Who's the most famous person in your travels, among the most famous people, with our presidential debate in town? You've performed for presidents and royalty.
Definitely there's been some wonderful people. President Bush Sr., 41. I actually got to go to the White House and spend the night several times. And we toured. Loretta and I did. We campaigned for him. And when it's someone you really believe in, you do that. And we had known him way before he ran for president. And, you know, you look around and there are so many wonderful people, and they're just people, too. That's what makes it so special, that they're warm and caring, Barbara and George.
So where did they put you up in the White House?
The Lincoln Room and the Queen's Room. And
you must, when you're standing there the next morning, looking in the mirror, getting ready. You must pinch yourself and go, at least the first time or two.
Yes, definitely. And I did take the paper that said White House. <on that paper. laughs> I will admit that now. I took that and a pencil.
Your guilty conscience.
No, I'm guilty. No.
I would have sent home
had to have that.
Toilet paper. I would have snuck everything to M&M's. You know,
well, so. In the bathroom, I believe it's the Queen's Room. I think that was the one. Maybe it was the Lincoln Room. No. In the bathroom, there was a little chandeliers on the sides that had the hanging crystals, and there was one gone, and I made sure that they knew I did not take that. Because, you know, with my name, I thought, well, they're going to think I took that.
So Crystal comes back home with White House copy, not for sale, like the old days with her records when they would send them to the radio station. Which
that's right.
I just showed you in closing what I was going to play. Went back to the music library and found a 45 vinyl copy of that song that you referenced a little earlier. The first thing you cut. Where were you the first time you heard this on the radio?
Oh.
Do you recall? Loretta Lynn, your sister, wrote this song.
I was in the car, actually, and driving, I believe it was Louisville, driving around Louisville, Kentucky, and listening to the radio station, and there it came on, and it's like, wow. And it's... You know, those are, it's as exciting as having a number one record.
Oh, yeah, because both are firsts.
First time,
it's the first time you hear yourself and then the first time you achieve that number one status, because you can never do those things as debuts again. They're just repeat performances after that.
Yeah, it was a wonder I didn't wreck, but.
Crystal, it's so good to see you. I enjoy the time we spend together, and through the years we've had the opportunity to sit and do this a number of times, and thank you again.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see you Wednesday night at Tennessee State Fairgrounds. This is what she sounded like when she was 19. and recorded this song, and it was all over the radio. This new girl, Crystal Gayle, had burst onto the scene, and everybody was saying, that's Loretta Lynn's little sister, you know that? Get out of here! She doesn't do anything like Loretta Lynn. Loretta Lynn even wrote, I've Cried the Blues, on 650 AM WSM.
Back on 650 AM WSM.